You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Tony Dacapill's first week at the CBS Evening News is getting criticism from former Fox News host and NBC anchor Megyn Kelly. Dacapill, who officially debuted as the Evening News program's lead anchor on January 5th, is catching flack for on-air flubs on the broadcast, but a recent clip of the journalist crying during a segment is drawing particular ire. Megyn Kelly, the former Fox News star, took to her podcast to criticize the clip, quoting here from Megyn Kelly. "We have to talk about the new anchor of CBS Evening News. There is no crying on the Evening News." Kelly said there was one exception.
I was going to say, I disagree with that.
When Walter Cronkite
when he announced the death of John F. Kennedy Jr., and certainly during 9/11, there are stories where you will see people stop and try to compose themselves while delivering the news. I mean, we are human.
Well, her opinion
doesn't matter.
I don't think.
I have something to add to this in just a sec. What?
It's okay. I'm just surprised you even brought it up.
Kelly went on to say, "I literally could not believe my eyes." And he was talking about, he says, "It makes me emotional," he said, getting choked up and wiping away his eyes, "to help people understand why I have such a reaction. Florida is where I grew up. My grandmother's there. My father, my mother, my aunts, my uncles, cousins. It's where I would have spent all of my childhood." I'm not particularly sure what story he was referring to. However, I'll take a lesson on crying from anyone but Megyn Kelly, and here's why I say that. I recall in early 2017, I had the occasion to host a KMBZ roundtable out in Olathe at the convention center, and I was tasked, because E.J. Becker, for whatever reason, he was supposed to be the interviewer, he couldn't make it. And so they asked me, "Would you be willing to interview Megyn Kelly on stage in front of 1,000 people?" There are few things that I hate worse in this world than speaking in public. I can talk to tens of thousands of people on the radio, but because I can only see the three of you, it never fazes me at all. Doesn't faze me one bit. I'm not even remotely nervous right now.
They didn't even remotely ask me to do it because they knew I would say no.
But if we were to do this show at like Sandstone in front of the actual number of people who are listening right now, I would be a mess. I would be a wreck. So they asked me, I accepted to interview Megyn Kelly in front of 1,000 KMBZ listeners who had paid to get in. And I agreed. And I said, I'll do it. And for whatever reason, I prayed to God before I went up on stage. I was not nervous. It was crazy. And these were, for the most part, softball questions. I mean, she was our guest. But there were a couple of questions where I kind of got into the meat. And Megyn Kelly needed tissues brought up on stage because one of the questions I asked her had her bawling.
I do remember that.
Was it that bad of a question?
It was that good of a question.
Who are you? And by the way, the news anchor in question got emotional because, as you said, all of his memories were there.
In Florida.
They were doing a like spotlight around America kind of thing. He was in Florida, and he said he did not anticipate getting choked up like that. And he was very honest. He said, "My dad, we were growing up here. This is home. All of my relatives are here." And then he lost his business and got in some trouble and he went to jail. And I should have lived out my life in Miami. And because those things happened, my life took a different route. And he said, I'm surprised that I'm emotional about this, but I this feels like home and I miss it.
And he was crying about that.
He wiped a tear, Dan.
Okay.
I mean, I remember, like,
quit being Mr. Tough Guy in there.
If you had sent me, and I'm not comparing this to like a Katrina, but I remember I should have gone down there when that happened with everything I know about Biloxi. And I happened to be 8 months pregnant at the time or 9 months. You had to have a tetanus shot before they would fly you down to cover the story. And so they sent, I think, Brian Webb instead or Dave Helling went. I absolutely, in seeing something like that, if you don't collect yourself and have a moment, like, does that not humanize the reporter?
Yes.
Depending.
No. One of the best reporters down there was Shepard Smith.
Remember the movie Broadcast News and where the guy affected a tear so they could get a close-up of it?
Wow.
Playing the role of caring news. Okay.
Damn, right. Broadcast News is nearly 40 years old.
I know. It's a cautionary tale that still plays well.
I don't know how this guy's going to do. I worry that
I never heard of him.
Network evening news from 5:30 to 6.
Is dying.
Is dying. Yeah. Right.
By the way, his last name is DeCopel.
And I would much prefer we have the David Muir, as much as I make fun of him for leaning in.
Who?
David Muir.
He's a bit dramatic.
He is so dramatic. Those and I know elbows. I make fun of him for that, but I do think it is important that we have that, because once that is gone, all we have is this worthless screamotainment that is just crap on cable news.
I'm David Muir.
And you're not.
Flares those elbows every single
time. Yes, he flares them right out.
What is he parenthesizing with those arms? I'm trying to figure it out.
I do not know what he does.
But Dan, I'm going to disagree with you for a minute. I think it's okay when it's legitimate and authentic
and appropriate
to get
emotional.
You know, years ago, the old adage was you never cry on the air. Never cry on the air. I've lost count how many times the two of us have cried on the air for whatever reason.
Well, doing this show?
Yes.
Yeah, well, that's different than doing a classic
evening
news
broadcast.
Like, when I got back from rehab in the fall of 2023, I told Dana what I had told her countless times when I was in the clink. I said, and I believe this, I'm not going to cry now. I've accepted it. But I told Dana, and I cried the day I said this to her. I said, you saved my life. I was mad at you. I thought you had violated my privacy. You had violated my family. And it was in rehab where I learned, and I think I've told you this 1,000 times, Dana saved my life.
You cried that day.
I did.
And I gave you a hug, and I said, I'm going on vacation. Glad you're back.
With respect, though, apples and oranges. You're not presenting a newscast with facts and information about
things. I would like to think we present facts, but
I kind of agree with Dan here.
You know what I'm saying? It's just different.
If you're reading a script, read it beforehand, get the tears out, and read it without crying on the air.
I mean, I can't count how many times I was involved with all kinds of emotional type events that, I got to control myself on the air and present the information. That's what I'm here to do.
Well, welcome to the world of having no heart and no feelings, Dan.
Well, it's different for us because we speak through emotion a lot of the time.
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.